This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 21st, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is the draft advisory opinion 2011-13, requested by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee by Mark Elias and Jonathan Burkon. Ms. Selenkoff, please proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Good morning, Commissioners. You have for consideration agenda document 11-43, a draft advisory opinion responding to request by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, or DSCC. DSCC asks whether it may revise disclaimers and similar statements on its standard and mobile solicitation web pages. The draft concludes that the DSCC may revise its solicitation web pages as proposed. The Commission received one comment on the request, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Council. Any discussion or questions for Council? Commissioner McGann.
No questions to Council, but just one comment. The subtext of the issue here is there was an FEC ruling years ago about what you have to say, I think, with matching funds and credit cards and that kind of thing, and that took on a life of its own, and some people were thinking that was the rule that applied everywhere, and it shows how some things, well-intentioned, can be taken out of context. Nobody's fault. It just happens. I'm really glad the requester brought this in because when I saw the request, I had encountered this before, and it was always something that was troublesome about what we really had to do, because some folks thought you had to do more than you had to do. So I'm glad we got this work, this draft out, and I'm going to be supporting the draft, and I'm glad this is going to give some clarity on an issue that, for those who do campaign and party work, has been a little bit a point of a confusion. So that's all I want to say. Thank you for indulging me.
I'll be supporting the draft as well. As the advisory opinion indicates, what they proposed is fine, and this is in large part because what we're talking about is language that isn't necessarily required, but is obviously a good idea to provide clarity to those who are receiving it. And this request emphasizes what we have seen repeatedly lately at the Commission, is that there's a rapidly changing environment that people are dealing with in campaigns with the Internet and other smart devices. And as we discussed at our meeting last month about the Commission would like to seek some public comment on how to better address some of these issues related to changes that are being pushed by technology, including in that specific AO we were discussing, we dealt with disclaimers. And to that end, we've begun working on a process for gathering that public comment, and there'll be more to come on that, I hope, very soon. I think all of us have expressed a desire to try to resolve some of those issues that technology raises for us. So we'll look forward to that soon, and in the meantime, I'm happy to support this draft. Any other discussion, or do we have a motion? Vice Chair Hunter.
Yes, I move to approve agenda document number 11-43.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Council.